Are there more?
I squeezed my dumb eye shut, focusing with the blue one as it looked beneath the visible. The strings under the surface of the world resonated, each quivering individually, as the tension in its neighbors communicated itself.
I can't see them, but that doesn't mean they're not there.
It was on all fours, its haunches higher than its head, and encased in a ripped pair of faded jeans. Its face was damn near buried in the floor of the roof. I couldn't even tell if it had originally been male or female. And at this distance, only a suggestion of the body modifications it had traded for could be picked out, even with my vision on overdrive. And my left eye suddenly feeding way more information than I needed directly into my brain.
Theron, when I move, run for the barrio, and don't fucking argue.
My right wrist hummed, a warning. The thing snaked its head, muscle rippling oddly up its bare back. A flat shine reflected from its eyeballs, like a drift of pollen on stagnant water under a strong light.
Dusted eyes. Traitor, not breed.
Hellbreed eyes actually glow. If you can call that diseased shine a form of light, there aren't proper words for it.
Thank God.
I was barely aware of moving, streaking across the rooftop. The traitor's malformed head flung up, and I saw the dust shine, runneling over eyeballs dried and useless as raisins. The nose was a ruined cavity, double sinus dishes like sinkholes. The mouth wet and open to take in more air. The mouth was slit on either side, cheeks gashed, so it could open even wider. A spiked collar strapped around its skinny throat. Leather and brassy metal, both glowing with unholy foxfire.
That's so it doesn't swallow the prey, like a cormorant.
I hit hard, tumbling with it off the roof. It twisted in the air, but I managed to get a bead on it with my 45. Bleed it out! Rip its throat out if you can! Brace yourself, Jellybean! This is gonna hurt. I hit hard, spilling to the side in a tangling roll to shed momentum. My right leg crunched with agony. My shoulder gave a high, sustained soprano note of overstress. My head hit concrete with a stunning crack.
Nice! I've landed right in the middle of the goddamn road.
I yanked on all the etheric force I could reach. It jolted up my arm, hot and pure. A completely different sensation from the hot, twisted flood of Perry's mark. I jackrabbited to my feet, the shattered edges of my right femur grating together. And the pain was a spur as the gem on my wrist lit up like a Christmas ornament, and etheric force tied the bone back together. The sea urchin spines of my aura, hardened by countless exorcisms, lit up too. The points of light swirled around me in a perfect sphere. A hellbreed jagged toward me from the right. Her claws were bony scythes. I threw myself aside, landing on the hood of a big red SUV oddly slewed in the road. A teenage boy in the driver's seat gawped at me. I leapt again, straining, the gem on my wrist feeding a burst of controlled fire through me. Blue light flashed, another spark from the ring, and I was still god-awful fast, almost hellbreed fast, especially when I wasn't weighed down by weapons and a long black coat.
Though I'd like my coat now, and some ammo, and for my birthday, I'd really like a pony.
My foot flicked out, and I kicked the dreadlocked breed in the face. The impact jolted up to my hip, taking a break in my still-healing femur.
Oh, Jill!
I spotted a second figure out of the corner of my eye, but I had to stay focused on my current target, who had twisted back into a standing posture. The dreadlocked breed tumbled aside, half her head evaporating in a mess of black ichor and zombie oatmeal.
What the fuck? I didn't shoot her!
The newcomer uncoiled over me with a bound that was pure poetry. Long leather duster flapping like wet laundry shaken. Silver sparked and popped in her hair. Beads tied to tiny braids in the straight shoulder-length mass. And her blue eyes were alight with hard joy. The ruby above and between her eyebrows was a point of living flame.
Holy shit, I know her!
She spun, firing at another hellbreed streaking out of the shadows. I could not for the life of me come up with her name. And I froze for a few critical moments. A traitor landed on the hood of a small black sports car, legs swelling with muscle, and his entire body lengthening. He exploded out of the crouch and for her back. The recoil jolted up my arm. Hopefully the bleeding out would do the rest, but if it didn't, I'd figure something else out.